Today we're building a roller-style warehouse intro in Ableton Live 12, and the whole point is controlled tension. We want that dark, mechanical, DJ-friendly energy that feels like the tune is already moving, even before the drop fully lands. Think of this intro as a reveal, not a beginning. We're not hitting the listener with everything at once. We're teasing the groove, the bass attitude, and the atmosphere piece by piece. That's what makes a great TNB intro feel professional. It gives you mood, it gives DJs a clean mixing point, and it creates forward motion without giving away the payoff too early. So first, set your tempo somewhere around 172 to 174 BPM, and carve out a 16-bar intro region before the drop. If you want more room for a DJ-friendly opening, go 32 bars. I like to mentally divide it into sections. The first 8 bars for atmosphere and light percussion, the next 8 bars for bass hints and more motion, and the last section for a stronger pre-drop push. Before you start building, load in a reference roller if you have one. Keep it quiet. You're not copying it. You're checking the structure. When does the drum energy arrive? How long does the bass stay hidden? How dense is the intro before the drop? That kind of reference keeps you honest. Now let's set up the session cleanly. Give yourself separate audio lanes for atmosphere, resampled bass, break edits, and effects. That's not just organization for the sake of it. It helps you think in energy lanes. Every element should have a job. One layer for pulse, one for weight, one for air, one for tension. If two sounds are fighting for the same space, simplify. Next, we design a raw bass source that can be resampled. Use a stock synth-like operator or a wave-eatable, then shape it with auto filter, saturator, and maybe drum bus or glue compressor for character. If you want the darker Reese flavor, detune two oscillators slightly. Keep it mostly mono, and add a little motion with a slow LFO to the cutoff or wave-eatable position. You don't need a full drop bassline here. In fact, it's better if you don't. Write a short one or two note phrase. Maybe it's a long note, maybe it's a stab, maybe it's a call and response shape. The idea is to create something that sounds good, but more importantly, something that can be chopped up later. This is where the intermediate move comes in. Resampling. Create a new auto track and set it to resampling. Arm it, play your bass MIDI clip, and record a minute or two while you move the filter, change note lengths, or toggle effects. You're printing performance, not just sound. Then pull out the best moments, consolidate a solid section, and start slicing the audio into usable fragments. Look for the useful little pieces: a clean bass hit with a tail, a distorted mid-range burst, a filtered low pulse, a reverse-like noise tail, maybe a short answering stab. If the audio is rhythmic, slice by transients or beat divisions. If it's more atmospheric, keep it as audio and edit it manually. This is a big mindset shift. You're no longer treating bass as just a synth patch. Now it's arrangement material. That makes the intro feel more deliberate, because the bass is evolving as audio, not just looping as MIDI. Now let's bring in the drums, but gently. A warehouse intro does not need the full drum pattern right away. Start with a chopped break, a top loop, or some ghost percussion. High-pass the break around 120 to 180 HC so it leaves space for the low end later. Then layer in light hats or shakers, and maybe a few quiet rim shots or ghost snares. In drum bus, keep the drive modest, maybe 5 to 10%. Just enough to thicken the break. Keep boom very low or off if the intro already has enough low-end texture. The point is groove, not overload. A good arrangement approach is simple. Bars 1 to 4 can be just the break texture. Bars 5 to 8 bring in hats and a sparse snare. Bars 9 to 12 introduce the bass fragments. Bars 13 to 16 add more transient energy and prepare the transition. If you want a 32-bar intro, just let that process breathe longer and reveal the groove more slowly. Now we build atmosphere. This is where the warehouse mood really comes alive. Use a texture, a field recording, or even a resampled noise layer, then run it through auto filter, echo, and reverb or hybrid reverb. Keep the reverb fairly long, but not so washed out that it swallows the drums. A decay around 2.5 to 6 seconds can work well. Use a little pre-delay so the transient stays clear. For echo, keep the feedback low and the timing musical, like 1/8 dotted or 1/4. Then clean it up with EQ if needed. Cut the low end out of the ambience and trim any harshness in the upper mids. You want the atmosphere to feel like metal, air, distance, and concrete, not a lush pad that floats on top of everything. This should feel cold and industrial. Now the key to making this feel like an actual arrangement instead of a loop. Automation. In DNB, the ear catches 4-bar and 8-bar changes really fast, so something should evolve every few bars. Automate filter cutoff on the bass fragments. Automate reverb sends on ghost hits. Automate delay feedback on transition effects. Automate the width of the atmosphere. Even a small lift in saturation or crunch before a phrase change can make the whole thing feel like it's waking up. A strong pattern is to keep bars 1 to 4 narrow and minimal, bars 5 to 8 a little brighter and more rhythmic, bars 9 to 12 more open with the bass beginning to speak, and bars 13 to 16 more tense, more active, and more unstable. If a section feels flat, don't just add more notes. Try removing something for one beat, or letting a tail appear only on the last hit of the bar. Contrast is powerful. Now let's shape the pre-drop. A solid DNB intro needs a clear reveal and a bit of DJ logic. The opening should stay clean enough that another record can mix over it. That means limited low-end clutter, stable timing references, and no giant all-frequency impact too early. Save the strongest energy for later. Right before the drop, use a one-bar or two-bar fill. That could be a snare roll, a reversed bass tail, a filtered impact, or even a tiny moment of silence. Seriously, that little gap can hit harder than a huge extra layer. In darker rollers, leaving room often creates more impact than crowding the moment. As you finalize the arrangement, check the low end carefully. Keep sub-frequencies centered and mono, especially below around 120 Hz. Use utility on bass and sub-layers if needed. Make sure the atmosphere and effects are not masking the kick or the snare transient. And leave headroom. The drop needs space to land. If your resampled bass feels too wide or blurry, narrow it. If your ambience is muddy, high-pass it. If your transition sounds too polite, make it sharper. DNB loves contrast, and the warehouse intro is the perfect place to use it. Here's the general shape I'd aim for. The first 8 bars are sparse and moody. The middle 8 bars introduce bass fragments and a more defined groove, and the final bars build tension with edits, fills, and a stronger pre-drop push. That gives you a real runway into the drop without rushing the reveal. A couple of common mistakes to avoid. Don't make the intro too full too soon. Don't rely on one loop with no variation. Don't let ambience eat the low end. Don't leave your bass resamples too wide. And definitely don't skip the DJ-friendly opening if this is meant for club play. Here are a few pro moves to keep in mind. Resample different stages separately so you can choose between clean, filtered, and distorted versions. Use call and response even in the intro, like a bass stab answering a drum fill. Keep one anchor element running through the whole intro so it feels cohesive, and make the last 2 bars, before the drop, feel slightly unstable by dropping a layer, shortening a tail, or opening a filter sweep. If you want a quick practice challenge, set a 15-minute timer and build a 16-bar intro from scratch. Make one bass sound an operator or wavitable, resample it, slice it into a few fragments, add a chopped break or hats, create one atmosphere layer, automate at least 3 parameters, and finish with a fill or reverse hit in the last 2 bars. Then export it and ask yourself 4 questions. Does it have enough tension? Is the low end clear? Can it work for DJs, and does the drop feel earned? That's the whole mindset here. We're not just stacking loops. We're resampling, editing, and arranging in a way that makes the intro feel like it's revealing a machine turning on in a cold warehouse. Keep it sparse, keep it moving, and let the tension do the heavy lifting.